And we're live.
What's up, everybody? It's Brian with John, and this is Masters of the Galaxy podcast, and we have the Candyman, one of the new admins over at Masters of the Galaxy. Chris Hummel. What's up, bro?
Hey, man, how you doing? It's good to see you. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Hey, part of the family now. We need to have our Monday night family reunions.
We just wanted the emails, the messages, and phone calls to stop, dude. We just had to get the fuck out of here.
Right?
So, Chris, let's the public know exactly who you are and what you do with the Enjoy the Toy and everything, if you don't mind.
Yeah, glad to. I guess Enjoy the Toy started probably about, like December-ish. It's only been like 6 or 7 weeks. And we just wanted to have a place to hang out and literally enjoy the toy. We've got a great community of people, and we all kind of go to the same places. And that's really how Enjoy the Toy kind of came out. You know, it initially started out as a place just to do the shindig. My shindig needed some place to go.
Now, Chris, you have to say what a shindig is. You gotta explain that a little.
Understood. Yeah,
Breaking it down.
Yeah, every Saturday night, I try to do a shindig, and I call it the Saturday Night Shindig. We run it on Enjoy the Toy, and it's me and a team of awesome people.
Shout out to Ed and Ruth.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, hashtag my help for Ed. Is always helping me. I can't do it without him. And hashtag Queen Bee Ruth, man. She's doing all my spreadsheeting. So, you know, this last Saturday, I hadn't ran for 2 weeks because I was on vacation. We ran for 7.5 hours straight. We sold for 7.5 hours straight. Just all kinds of cool stuff. Motu stuff. We did a little Black Star. A lot of Filmation type stuff. I think we kind of all have the same love for that Filmation family of coolness from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we ran through all kinds of toys, man. But it was good. But that's how Enjoy the Toy kind of started, as a place for us to kind of hold the shindigs on Saturdays and, you know, talk about the toys and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of other great groups that do box openings. We encourage the same thing, but like
the great unboxing,
like, definitely the great unboxing. but you know, we do the same thing. People, you know, it's so cool. It's actually funny. Like a lot of our regulars, they'll be like, "Okay, I got these boxes. I'm going to open up on Enjoy the Toy. I got these boxes. I'm going to open up on Scare Glow's House. I got these boxes. I'm going to open up on Masters of the Galaxy, or I'm going to open up on the Great Unboxing." For me, I don't care where you open them, but you can just, you know, share the video on each page, right?
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
I always forget. It's the minute I open it up already, and I'm like, damn it, I did it again. I forgot to video this, and it's every day, man. I get boxes every day, and I'm like, God damn it.
It's because you're selfish.
You know, I told you,
I just swallowed some hemp.
You know, you don't have to open the box live. You can put it back in the box.
No, you can't, but it's not real and it's staged. It just doesn't go. The flow is broken, you know? And that's why I'm always like, God damn it, you know? Because the joy. But the excitement is there when you first open it. It's like, you can't recreate it. I don't know who's the guy from I don't even know. Forget it.
We lost already.
Jesse Katsopoulos, that actor. What's his name?
I was gonna say. I'm sure. Whatever point you were trying to make was a good one.
I'm not an actor. I guess. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
See, here's the thing: is for me, like my excitement. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I'm excited for at least a couple days after I open up that thing. Like today, I got, and I already have one of these in the box, but I got a Bionatops.
Good.
In the mail.
Then you can sell me yours in a box.
No. No, I can't.
Ah, damn it.
But this thing is so cool. And, you know, I remember when I got my first one, I kind of piecing these together isn't easy.
No.
So, like, I'm working on it. Like, this little fella here, he's missing one of the horns. But I'm still excited. Like, I keep them by I keep them right here by my computer. So I can just keep, I guess, enjoying the toy.
Eyeballing them.
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, so that's what I tell the people on my group is like, open the boxes wherever you want.
See, but the thing with me,
they're about love anyway. You know?
Yes, yeah, without a doubt. But I have two kids, so I have to hoard them because before they get to them and lose things. So that's my excuse. But no, I get the point, dude. Totally. I mean, I get the excitement every time I open that box. It's pure joy. Yeah. I mean, it's complete nerdism to the quadruple pi thousandth. I mean, you don't get it unless you get it, and it's a great feeling. I mean, you know, when you get that piece of plastic in your hand, you're just like overwhelmed somewhat. It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people, especially the viewers, have seen the toys that made us.
Yep.
And I don't remember which episode it was in, but I do believe it was Star Wars. But the guy was mentioning how you're taking an intangible feeling from a movie or a cartoon that you are, you know, immersed in, but you're taking that intangible feeling, and as soon as you have the toy in your hand, it's tangible. It's a tangible feeling now. And that's where that enjoyment comes from. That's where that love for these toys come from. That intangible feeling could be just from your enjoyment of the cartoon and how you immersed yourself into it as a child, but it's more than that as an adult. It's remembering the innocence, the feeling, the love. Sometimes it's getting the toy your parents didn't buy you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's all of those aspects of that feeling. And that's, you know, I think that's what our community's about, but that's what you know, for me, that's my overall vision for Enjoy the Toy, is sharing that universal love of that intangible thing and making it tangible.
It's true. I actually just got the Cat's Lair and Mummer's Tomb a couple of days ago.
Awesome.
To throw the Thundercats classics, because they need a house, you know, they need a home. And those are two things I never had as a kid. And when I got them, man, I for hours, I just had them in front of me playing, you know, and it was great, you know. And then I finally had to put them away and stash them. But it is a tangible feeling, because you go to the movies and you watch the shows, or you read the comics, or whatever it is you do. And then when you can finally, like I say, feel that plastic in your hand, it's so cool, because now you can act out what you know, or maybe what you wanted to do now. So it is such a cool feeling. I like I said, it's weird. I'm almost a 40-year-old man. I'll be 40 in April, but I still touch these toys, bro. I still play with them, man. You know what I mean? I don't care.
I'm with you, man. I'm going to be 29 in June. Why is that funny, John?
I wasn't laughing. I was looking at the hat. I was taken in by the hat. I'll be 38 in October, so.
I beat you both. I will be 47 in June.
You don't know, a day over 46, Chris.
Right, I know. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet.
Nah, still 40, hey, 46 years young, you know? That's what you got, 47 years young. That's what you got to look at.
I dig the mug.
You've got a pretty cool mug, too.
I
like that mug.
Yeah. I got nothing.
You have us. What do you mean you have nothing? You have everything.
It's true. I take it back.
Christ, you've been talking to a model? That's hurtful.
Yeah.
I'd just like to point out before you start, Brian.
What's
this
up?
Is the most I've spoken since last podcast.
I know.
I think I spoke three words.
Keep speaking, man. Keep going.
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
So, no, I just wanted to ask Chris, like, I know you're like me. You do collect other things. Now, My major thing is and was and probably will always be Secret Wars. And I actually just located 3 Brazilian figures. I just got 2 in the mail and another one's on its way.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I love the knockoffs. The Marchand knockoffs, they're awesome. I have 3 sets, 3 complete sets, 1 in the box, 1 complete out of the box, and 1 that I touch and play with and do everything with. And then, of course, it was always Masters. And then, you know, Star Wars growing up as a kid and whatnot, Batman, things like that. But it's predominantly always been the Secret Wars and Masters for me. Now, I know you've spoken in the shindigs about your collection, things that you collected, your personal collection, and you have a He-Man room and you have a collection room. So have you always been a Masters fan? Is that something you continue to always enjoy to collect, or has there been other products and things like that?
That's a tremendous question.
Oh, I know. It took a lot to say.
Brian's like, you're damn right. That's a good question. I tell you.
I got to tell you, man. This has been a fun podcast so far, man. I'm having fun.
And we're just getting started. I tell you, when I, as a kid, the last line of toys I played was the He-Man toys. So as an adult, when because I always collected comic books, always. Like, I never stopped collecting comic books. I collected them as a kid. I collected them as an adult. But toys in the 90s, it was probably right around 92 when they started doing the Toy Biz DC line.
Yeah.
And then Toy Biz took over the Marvel line.
Yeah.
And stuff. So I was collecting those, and I was really into the newer stuff at the time. And then probably
those are some really crappy sculpts that Marvel made. I gotta tell you, they were so bulky.
You know what though? They're like a pit bull. They're like a pit bull, Brian. They're so ugly. They're cute. I mean, they're just amazing. You know, I just have a great fondness for them. And
but I live in New York City. As a kid, I've been chased by pit bulls every day of my life. So I don't find them too pretty.
There you go. When in 2000, when they start, I think it was 2000-ish, they started doing the commemorative series. Because I did not like the New Adventures line at all. I didn't, the commemorative. I thought the commemorative was cool. So I started collecting those, but not like hardcore,
Johnny knows all about his commemorative one night stand drinking.
Listen, I got 2 things to say about that. All right?
I just want to get you speaking, bro.
I'm fine listening. I tell Cassandra the same things. Just because I'm sitting here like a piece of wood doesn't mean I'm not paying attention. When I saw those New Adventures, the only thing I could think was He-Man looked like he was about to swing it out of a chandelier and save the day. All right, looked like D'Artagnan. yeah, I regret selling my commemoratives in my 2000X. But please continue, Chris.
Yeah, I was going to say, when the 2000X line hit, I hated it. Now, the one figure from the 2000X line that I still liked, because I thought, oh, that's really a cool take on the sculpt. And
I wonder if it's the same as mine. Who?
Merman. For me, really? It was Merman. Yep. Really? I really liked Merman. Now, don't get me wrong. Dude, I got to show you this. I'm really getting into these. These Stactions that they did.
Oh, yes. Stactions were cool. And that's my dirty pretty lie, whatever it's called. I sold my entire Staction line off like a retard.
Okay. Yeah, this is my first one.
I screwed that up.
My first one. I just got it in the mail today. The dude took a $20 with free shipping offer. I was like, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, that was $20 in the store back in the day, so yeah.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Yeah. So I would love to get more of these, but
I know where 2 more are hiding for $40 free shipping.
You know where what are?
2 more of those are hiding. $40 free shipping.
On There's this one site I go to all the time called eBay.com. Are you familiar with it?
My pockets are, my bank account is. Myself, not so much.
We brought it up a few times here.
I've heard it mentioned before.
Yeah.
Somewhere out there on the web.
So, I couldn't help but go there as soon as I heard about it. I was like, oh, my God, this seems like a very powerful auction site.
Yeah. It's
possibly the most powerful auction site.
It's the absolute most powerful. Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. I got you guys saying for me.
And the last day sometimes can be for all time and not just auctions. So, yeah.
That's correct.
I'm sure right now Joe Amato is rolling over in his seat because I didn't give Miz any shit about it.
I hope so.
Just listen in next Monday. Or if you want to be a part of it, you can definitely join us again next Monday. But Joe's coming here, so he'll be on the show again.
Wow, I tell you. I kind of threw him a swerve. I mentioned something about joining Team Hashtag Amato or Hashtag Team Amato. And then what he didn't know is that I was going to come on the show and rip off my shirt and be like, "Oh, Team Miz, Team Miz, baby!"
It was a tough decision because it was a toss up. It was between Joe Amato and the guy that walks by my house and screams at cars. But unfortunately, he was busy next week, so we couldn't get it. Joe.
I got one question: does the guy that screams at cars, is he ugly enough to need a mask too?
Oh,
I haven't gotten close enough to see his face. This is guttural cries.
I was reading on one of the sites they're trying to sign a petition to get Joe money for a new mask.
I want those masks so bad. Those masks are so awesome. Right. Those are from the German packaging, right?
Bro, I never seen them. Yeah, I never seen them online. Oh. I also don't search for that particular thing, so that's why maybe it doesn't show up. But the Modulock ones I've seen, the Beastman ones.
I know he makes them.
Merman.
In his house.
Does he? Okay. Yeah. I assumed that he found one of those German ones, and he just was maybe at one point looking up on that other auction site, something along the lines of German dungeon mask porn, and then boom, Modulock came up, and he's like, "I gotta have it."
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So I do love those
2000 X line. You were talking about.
Yeah, I was gonna say I loved the Merman from the 2000 X line, or 200 X line, but I didn't buy it. I didn't buy any of those because I really like Prince Adam and the He-Man. They just looked anorexic to me, and it just didn't fit what I was doing. Now I have yet to watch the cartoon series.
Oh,
fantastic.
Dude, after listening,
I know, you're preaching the converted at this point.
Time out. Did you see the new Thundercats? Did you watch the new Thundercats as well? Oh, my God, man. Doug, get rid of him.
Yeah, get rid of him.
Dump him. He's out of here. I got to be honest. After listening to Aaron Johnson podcast on Wednesday nights that he does, and he like really goes into the history of the characters, man, that is some stuff. And now I'm listening to that and thinking I need to watch these cartoons. So I'm literally gonna have to buy that.
My thing is
series on DVD.
My thing is, Chris, it's like that. Haven't you heard of King Grayskull, correct?
I know he exists because I know about the classics line.
Okay.
But as far as the overall history goes, man, my history is 87.
That one, when you get to that episode, that's when it's like, that's when mind blown is, because that's with the Horde, and it's just an insane, it brings in so many ties to what Filmation was doing. If you completely forget about Hero and that aspect, because that's basically what they were trying to do at the time, was replace Grayskull with Hero. So if you forget all about that, man, it's going to be insane. The Michael Young Productions, or the 2000X, whatever you want to call it, those 39 cartoons are absolutely insane. There's just everything about it is perfect. And again, with the new Thundercats as well, it's perfect. You have to watch them, because they will definitely blow your mind. If you're a fan of the originals, it's just the new up-to-date, the style and the story, the things that they can do, they have more freedom, and it's just so well written and portrayed and done. It's just, you gotta watch it, man.
Do you see what you've done, Hummel? You've worked him into a tizzy now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're preaching the choir, Brian. I'm already there, man. I'm singing the same songs. I'm in the hymn book. I just got to buy him and watch him.
Let's hear a song, Chris. Let's hear a song. Break out. Come on.
You know, put him on the spot.
I was going to say, you know, people do this to me on the shindig, and I'm like, I'm not a monkey. You can't just go dance, monkey, dance.
I know.
Oh, man.
Listen, that trophy's fake if you don't break into a song sometime tonight.
What? I don't even know what trophy you're talking about.
What trophy?
I mean, I'm an award-winning vocalist. Is that what you're talking about? I don't know, maybe.
Good to see you on the Grammys next year. It's going to be great. It's going to be you and Taylor Swift singing a song.
Right?
I pay a dollar.
There'll be some talent there.
I don't think my backstory is riddled with enough pain to actually get on a reality TV show.
Hey, you never know. Have you watched reality TV shows? I think we're all candidates.
I try not to. But yeah, I don't know.
Just wear a Joe Lotto mask on there. You'll be fine.
There you go.
There you go.
Team Miz.
You know, if I actually tried to get onto The Voice wearing the Joe Amato mask, that might be interesting enough that they would ask me about my backstory. You never know.
Exactly.
You know.
You never know.
Yeah. Crazy. So with the different toy lines, Miz, what about you? What do you do besides Motu?
Cross examination. There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
We never had that from a guest before.
I really liked. We need a little cross examination. Look at him; he's fired up tonight. I can't tell if it's the hemp or your voice.
Jesus Christ, this is great.
Oh man,
I'm calling California again. More tomorrow. Oh, shit.
Sweet Christ, man.
Get the cross-examination.
Hummel was asking me a question. Well, recently I entered the MASH figures that I've just found out about. The little 3.5-inch guys.
Yep.
I like the Inhumanoids.
Wait, time out. The what? What are you into?
MASH figures.
Okay, I'm sorry. I said Mastery figures. That's what I was like, what?
No, the MASH, man. The TV show MASH.
Yeah.
I like the Inhumanoids growing up. I've been seeing those. I don't have any of those yet. I got to get some. I was a big laser tag fan.
They're tough figures to find because you can never find them complete.
They're awesome. I used to have
them. I always check out them. Yeah, they are awesome.
Could not remember what the heck they were or what they were called, but I had the whole set. There was like Exo Squad. I used to have all these really weird.
Yeah. Yep.
That nobody remembers, like army gear, all this weird stuff my dad would always pick out for Christmas, you know, Santa. And I look back at my army gear, Exo Squad. There's these little guys that came in like these, like medals, like these army medals.
I love you too.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love Masters. I grew up with Masters. It's the first thing I remember, but I like all the 80s toys, early 90s toys.
Did you ever collect Guts?
Yes.
I actually have a shelf full of the Guts figures, man. I love those.
I never saw those before.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out what the ones were that came in. Like I said, they had like a little like army medal, and it was thick, and you could put the guys inside of it. It was like little scuba guys, and each medal corresponded with a branch of the military. Cannot remember the name of them. Shield or something like that.
No, Shield was another cartoon, I believe. Yeah. I could be wrong, though, but
I'm not familiar with that one either, to be honest with you.
I'll find it. I'll post a picture.
I know what you're talking about, though. I remember those, seeing those, those toys that come in the little things. Yeah. I remember those, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for the last couple of years, I've been, when I would go to like a flea market or a comic or a toy show or a rummage sale, I'm always looking for really anything that kind of just makes me smile, right? You know, it just makes me smile. So like I've got a little shelf of 3.75-inch stuff. I've got anything from Bionic 6 to, I'm looking at it, let's see what I got, some of the Commando figs, some of the Sergeant Rock figs. As a matter of fact, I just got another loose Sergeant Rock fig in the mail today. These were like made by Remco.
Oh, yeah, boy. Okay.
But they were like a chintzy G.I. Joe guy.
Yep.
With nowhere near the same articulation. But they were Sergeant Rock. DC Comics, you know? So they were kind of cool. I had some of these when I was a kid. I don't think I ever remember buying much G.I. Joe off the shelf.
Oh, I did.
I traded my Star Wars collection for all the G.I. Joes I played with. So, like, when I got a little older, the neighbor kid had a bunch of, like, G.I. Joe.
Yep.
And I had this big Star Wars collection. And we just literally flipped collections for the big trade. We had to get our parents' permission.
But, yeah.
We made the trade. Little kid probably retired now with my Star Wars collection. Like, he got the better end of that damn deal.
Do you remember Rat Fink? Ever seen
any Rat Fink?
Yeah, dude, I had those. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is probably the second biggest thing I collected.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. I used to have a massive collection.
Yeah, I love the new versions that came out with the classics. They're so dope. So articulated and so good. So good.
There's so much out there, man. I can't afford to keep up.
I know.
Right? Oh, there is. There's so many. Now, see, for me, TMNT, I graduated the year that first released.
Don't get me wrong. I had some, but I watched the cartoon, but I just never collected it because at that point, that was when like my pot smoking days started. So
yeah, I was right at that level. I was about 8, 9 years old, 89 or 90 when it came out, something like that. But so it's perfect.
Yeah, but you don't have to throw the age at us like that. I mean,
it's heartbreaking, man.
Like wow, No, I actually did. I bought toys until I was probably like.
Yesterday? 16.
Yeah, right. Well, no, hang on. And then, then I didn't buy toys for about 3 years. But I stopped when I was like 16, and then I started again when I was 19.
Yeah, see. So I'm almost the same thing as you. I stopped in my teens, or maybe early 20s. And then when the commemoratives came out, I was like, oh, this is cool. But I stayed away. I was like, no, because my OCD will kick in. Not that I have OCD, but with toys, I do. I have to have everything. So I said, no, I'm not doing this. And my girl at the time, she knew about it. So she bought me she worked at Target. So she got me the first two-pack, the He-Man Skeletor 2000X Target book. And I said, thanks, but this is the worst thing you could ever do. She says, why? I said, because you have no idea what you just unleashed.
First one's free.
There's 20, there's like 21 years of toys now that I have to buy, and I did. Yep. And she started it off again, and ever since then, I haven't looked back.
Yeah, it's literally that easy to get most of us addicted to toys again.
Oh yeah,
took one Masters of Universe Classics Facebook group less than 2 years ago. Same way, I bought them in 2000 when they came out, sold them all off to go drinking, like. 6 months later, stopped collecting until about 2 years ago. Got on Facebook. I was like, oh, He-Man group. I liked He-Man. I had a few things left over. Let me hop on here and meet David Carboca. Next thing you know, I'm spinning wheels and I got an entire goddamn He-Man room. So
there you go.
Sitting here talking to you fine people on this podcast.
There you go, man. It's that insane how that, again, the transparency has that much power over you. And it's even worse now because we're friggin' adults with jobs. So now, if we want it, we go buy it. It's not like we have to wait to Christmas or our birthdays or anything, you know?
Every day is Christmas at the toy store.
I was going to say, we're working insane. For a living. We're living and we're working. We're taking what they're giving because we're working for a living, right?
There you go.
And we're working for free.
If I could find me a job that pays me in toys I want, it's the same freaking deal, right?
Oh,
man.
Oh, yeah.
It's like working at a beery, man. You get to drink your favorite thing for free all day.
It's crazy.
Throw me in a toy factory, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, there's not a place I go where I don't check the toy aisle. Look under a bin.
Dude, what did we do?
It doesn't matter where I'm at.
What did we do? What did me, you, and Cassandra do that day?
We went shopping.
We went toy shopping. Let me take you to the sites. Come on. Yeah. Screw the Statue of Liberty. Who cares about the Empire State Building? We're going to Midtown Comics.
Let's go to the comic shop.
Right. I mean, you know? I'm sure you guys are the same way, but like literally my excursions that don't include me looking for something for me, whether it's a, you know, I could take the wife out to eat. I could hang out with friends, but I guarantee you that I'm going to be stopping at an antique store if I see it. I'm going to stop at a comic store if I see it. Yep. If I can in any way, shape, or form somehow include the hunt in every day off from work I have, I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally.
I mean, that's...
See, like me, when I go places, those are the first things that I look to find is toy shops and hobby stores because I've never been there before. Like when I went to my cousin in San Francisco... He was like, all right, so where do you want to go? What do you want to see? This and that. I told him, I said, I want to go to a Giants game, and I want to go to your comic stores. And there was a huge CD, I forgot the name of it, CD record store there. It's one of the most biggest ones in the country. And I said, it's another one of my things that I love to do is collect albums and CDs. I love music. So, but yeah, wherever I go, it doesn't matter. Now it's even easier with these cell phones, you know. Nearest comic store, nearest hobby shop or whatever, flea market.
Yep.
I mean, it's insane. I mean, but that's the one thing I've said before, and I'll say it again, that sucks about living where I live is the fact that we don't have flea markets like you guys do. The flea markets that we have is basically people with garage sales that are just selling shit off that they don't need anymore. It's not like you're going to find anything good, you know, at like a Rummage or a flea market out by you guys, and it sucks because that's why you got to have things like eBay or eBay, or the websites and trades or shindigs, things like that, because I can't find places like that. We don't have it here, and it's such it sucks because it's fun, man. You know, rummaging through stuff and things like that. That's why when I see Salvation Army stores, I run in and my friends are always like, what's the matter with you? What, do you want to get bugs? I'm like, dude, I'm looking for records and toys, man. Screw the bugs.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nowadays, Goodwills are a waste of time for the most part. But yeah, Salvation Army is still a pretty good honey hole.
Yeah.
St. Vincent de Paul's, I don't know if you guys have them in your areas.
No.
But yeah, those are not bad here in the Midwest. But you know what I've found, Brian, is it doesn't matter where I go. I always end up finding something. And I think, because I'll be honest with you, one of my favorite places to pick is Ohio. I love going to Ohio. Now, Ohio, Kenner was from there, so sometimes you can find really, really cool stuff. The one thing I would say is that it's always nice to go someplace that you're not used to, because you'll probably find something that makes it genuinely worthwhile.
Right.
And, your places that you go to in your area are probably already camped out, scavenged all the time. But I just feel like there are probably people in Ohio, no matter how much that's my favorite place to go. Like, I kid you not, everybody that's watching this podcast, if you're going on a vacation somewhere and your end game is to go picking, go to Ohio. It's that.
And Cedar Point.
I'm sure they're. What?
In Cedar Point.
Where's Cedar Point?
Ohio. I think it's got 18 to 19 roller coasters. It's a great place. Anyway.
Nice. Yeah, I was going to say, I usually do Cincinnati area myself. But what I was going to say is I'm sure there are still people in Ohio that wish they could go to Wisconsin or something. Or New York and pick. Well, one of my greatest find ever was in New York.
Really?
There used to be a store. It was called Love Saves the Day, or LSD for short, that was in the Village. That was awesome. And eBay basically killed that, because that was where you would find all your vintage across the sea stuff. Like, that's where I got all my European Secret Wars, the three figures that they only made in Europe. That's where I got all that stuff. They had everything that you can think of, or if they didn't have it, they can get it for you. It might be a little bit more money, but they'll get it for you. And eBay came out, and I even said, I see the writing on the wall for this store. And slowly and surely, they were like, you know, prices are too high for us to get it. If you want to pay, we'll do it. But you might want to start looking on the web, basically eBay. You know, he didn't want to say it at the time. You know, and then every time I'd make my way to the village every other weekend or every weekend, going record shopping, toy stores, you know, it was closed. And I was like, all right, whatever, cool. Dude took vacation because the stuff was still in the window to display. Came back 2 weeks later, and the store was open, but they were taking stuff out. And I was like, this is not a good sign. So I went in and I spoke to the owner, and he was like, yeah, man. He's like, we had to cut the cord. We couldn't keep up with eBay. It's just impossible. There is a store here, and it's where I go to. It's called Royal Comics. It's on Metropolitan Avenue, and that store will definitely blow a lot of people away. They have a lot of cool stuff in there. But like for me, I go in there once a week or twice a week, or you know, every other week. And, you know, it's just normal stuff. So you're right, Chris. I get what you're saying about that. You know, it is true. The normality and, you know, things like that. But it's a store. You know, it's not sticking my hands through a box of figures of legs and arms and hands. That's the thing that I miss, that I love. And, you know, searching for the weapons or a weapon, you know.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say is that my best find, there was a estate sale that I had heard about. Now, I'm living in Wisconsin. Somebody in New York tells me about this estate sale. And basically what it was, because I called and talked to the people running the estate sale, there was an autistic kid who is now 40-ish, maybe 50. They all were moving to Florida. This kid... like, the whole upstairs was his bedroom and a toy room.
Wow.
And he had a bunch of toys in the basement, too. I mean, I'm talking Fortress of Fangs in the box.
Really?
I'm talking, Migos.
Dungeons and Dragons, baby.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. They had the Mego Joker Mobile in the box. They had the Mego Wayne Foundation.
Wow. That's fun.
So I literally drove. I mean, that doesn't even count the G.I. Joe, the 80s Joe in the box. I literally drove, me and two friends, drove like whatever it was, 16 hours there. Got there, and we were in line. We were the first three people in line. Damn. And I had to rent a truck to bring back everything.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, and it cost me like $4,000. And my two buddies, we all went in on it. But it's the best find ever, and it was an estate sale. So that's what I'm saying is, like, you know, those little honey holes, they're out there.
Oh yeah,
I'm telling you, man. Another good one is I'm a Craigslister. I used to buy tons of old video games when I used to do the other bag. I would always ask, hey, oh, you got video games? Do you have any action figures? Any comic books? Lo and behold, somebody who has just video games. Hey, I got this box of Motu, or I got this box of this. All extra stuff. So always ask as well when you're searching Craigslist. Hey, you have that? What else do you have that you don't have posted?
Yeah, well, it's different here. Everybody who does Craigslist gets pointed at a gun and it gets mugged. It's unbelievable. So that's why I don't Craigslist. It's the truth. I'm not even making it up. Everybody I know that did Craigslist got fucking robbed by gunpoint.
Wow. So. I got my first Eternia about a year and a half ago in Chicago. On Craigslist, $250.
Damn.
For how much? I'm sorry.
$250.
Nice.
Woo.
Wow. I paid $700 for mine, just missing the comic.
Nice.
Crazy. Yeah, it's not bad. This is a couple of years ago, and the kid, it's funny. I forgot who sold it to me. I forgot his name again, but I posted it like a year after I bought it, and he saw it, and he says, "I'm still kicking myself to this day." For selling it to you that low, but he did. And
it is what it is, you know.
One
of the things I like to say, usually if I buy something, and lately I've been paying more to get stuff because, you know, I want to keep the shindig crisp.
Yep.
I want to have stuff for the people. So I'll pay more than I want to pay, but I never pay more than I should pay.
There you go. Yeah. Smart man.
Sometimes you got to pay more than you want to pay.
Some is that why you never take my bids?
What, John?
I said some people are just looking to offload stuff. Like you said.
Oh, it's true.
Like you said, I'm moving. I'm getting rid of this. They don't care. Hey, like I said, I'm the same way. I'll say, all right. If something's worth a lot of money, I'll say sometimes, hey, you can get a little more for this, or, you know, here, I'll give you a little extra for that, or, but same thing, man. It's about the hunt. It's about the find. Save some money. You know, you want to buy more toys.
Yeah, it's true.
Right on.
There's another day tomorrow.
Yep.
And you never know what you're going to find in that day. You know, that's the thing. And it's amazing. That's the one thing that amazes me more about Masters of the Universe than anything else is that now, I don't know how many years it's actually been around, close to 30 or maybe over 30, but there are still things to this day, and even today, Tom Ace posted the things that I never even saw before. Milking cans or bottles or some shit. Four different things that I've never seen from Malaysia in my life. And it's the coolest thing in the world because there's still so much out there that we haven't seen. Even when I had Emilio and Josh, the guys from the Power and Honor Foundation, you know, they were even saying all the stuff that they see when they go to people's places. It's just unreal, man. The things that are out there, it's crazy, man. And Josh is a big, big time, huge collector. I mean, you know, the dude has blows people like me away. But he's got, you know, for him to say that, it's just so amazing because of that. The fact that he has so much already. And that's the coolest thing, man, is like there's still things out there. You know, you think you may have a lot or you're at the end of the line and you're waiting for something new to show up. Duh, man. You know, the old will come to life again. And that's what's so cool about Masters. There's just so much.
It's a good segue. Something new. Last week we spoke with Danielle Penny Dreadful. Did you see her post? She did the bios on the new Classics figures, the write-ups.
No, I did not. Yes, I got to see that.
She was revealing that, so I know she wanted to kind of tell everybody that last week, but I caught that the other day. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, she's a great, great, great person. I love her. She's
like you
great.
Said, all the new stuff waiting around, too. There's all these great customizers now as well. Something I didn't know about.
Yeah.
You want something? Hey, we can have somebody make it now. You want a new figure? Hey, we can have it made.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, My son's a huge wrestling fan, and my brother found a website that makes you a wrestling figure. So he sent a picture of my kid, and they made him a wrestling figure. So he has his own his own toy, his own figure that's to awesome. Play with wrestling John Cena and Hulk Hogan. So that's cool.
That's cool as hell. I'm sorry, Chris, you were going to say?
Well, no, I don't know if you guys – I don't know if you saw my video earlier today, but hashtag my helper Ed – you know, I'm working today at home doing my stuff. Ed goes out to a thrift store today, comes back with, in the box, an old slumber tent.
Oh, really?
He-Man. Oh, yeah.
How much?
Complete. We put it together. I still have it sitting up. Hang on a second. I know.
Yeah, check this out. I missed the video.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. I got to show you.
I was kind of working today.
But you want to talk about... stuff is still out there. Can you guys see that okay?
Look at that.
How cool is that?
That is awesome, man.
Good
job, Ed.
Good job, Ed. Ed picked that up today for $2.
I'll punch that man right in his leg. Good job, Ed. Come on.
That's
man.
Right. Ed knows how to make money. He sold it to me for $50. So we're good.
Nice.
We're good for him. That's good.
I love it. I always love that.
That's fantastic, man.
He's the best. He's the best ripoff helper you'll ever get.
Right? No, he's you know, it's funny. Ed and I have been friends for God almost 20 years now. And he's fantastic. He's a great helper. He does a lot of collectible shows in the Wisconsin and Illinois territories. So he's got quite a bit of inventory himself. So he enjoys hanging out doing the shindig, and he helps me with packing too. I mean,
That's got to be a monumental task. I still got some stuff I got to ship out yet behind me.
This past Saturday night, we sold to 65 different people.
Wow, that's good, man. That's good.
That's a lot of packages, gentlemen. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
you do
literally,
it in your house, too. You do everything, right?
Yeah,
you
listen, we do everything yeah. right here. But yeah, that was literally my Sunday. Like, we started, like, Ed started packing at 9 a.m., and I think he knocked off around 7 p.m. I did invoicing and printing labels and stuff, and it was a 12-hour process.
I don't miss those days at all, man, on the other bay. I do not miss that. It was great selling the video games, but like you said, you got 60 packages going, you're printing labels, you got tape stuck to you. It's like, Jesus, man. Trying to drop all that off at the post office or having it picked up. They're always looking at you like, what the hell's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, I live in a small town, so our post office guy actually loves us.
That's awesome.
So it's great. And they, you know, we'll schedule the pickup. They'll come pick everything up. And we always give them a big old tray of Christmas candy every year. My wife makes candy.
Nice.
So we hook him up solid. He does us right. So I can't complain. But I love doing the shindig. I have so much fun doing the shindig.
And you can see it too when you do it, man. That's the best part. You know, like I said, I've watched a few live auctions and things like that. It's just like a money grab for some people. You know, like I said, you can see it when you do it that it's fun for you. And that's what I first picked up on and saw him doing it.
Chris really translates into, like, transforms into the Candyman when he does it. You know, that's how I envision it, because you really do have fun doing it, man. It's cool. And I enjoy it. I mean, you know, I sit there for like 2 hours, 3 hours before you might get into Masters. And you know, I don't have to, but I do because I enjoy that part of watching what you're going to do and say and sing or, you know, whatever. Yep. Or react to a comment, you know, it's cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, I really love the interaction. I try to stay up on the comments. But, you know, one of the things I always get a lot of feedback about is the dropping the knowledge, you know. I love it when I can talk about different aspects of the collectibles, you know, the variants, things like that. So I do like kind of, you know, that kind of interaction and engagement where we talk about just the different aspects of what's going on. Like right now, I want to ask you, John, behind you have a Stinkor. By any chance, is that a black back Stinkor, or does he have the white stripe down the back?
Quite honestly, I couldn't tell you. Let me grab him. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Bloop.
Dropping the nut. You know, here's the thing with that, and we'll talk about it. I've never personally seen or held a black back Stinkor. I'm not 100% convinced they exist.
Yeah.
We've seen two of them in the last probably 2 or 3 months. Where people have said they found one, but I mean, you never know if a kid painted it or if it was the print run. So I don't know. All I know is I don't have one, and I want one because it could really be a variant, and that would be so freaking cool. You have a black back?
Yeah, I could. I have to look. I have to find out.
I could.
No.
I could be a millionaire too, but I'm not. I
hear you. No, I you know what? I think it might be a black back, but I'm not sure. I have my
we're gonna wait till next podcast. We're gonna need to see that.
Yeah, I was gonna say I haven't been teased this much since prom night. Come on.
No, well that's the thing. My vintage figures are put away, so I can't even get to him at this point. I can't even get in my damn room at this point. I still have boxes on boxes in front of my room. That's how bad my room is.
You've had plenty of time to unpackage this stuff.
I can't do it, man. I have stages. I gotta do
it. When I come down next time, we're gonna open some stuff up and organize some things.
It's gonna be organized.
And we're gonna put a comb in that hair.
Yeah, need some.
John, you can't really pick on any collector about messiness, because he who has not sinned may cast the first stone.
I know, believe me. You can only see what's here right now. So,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know for a fact, you're just letting us see what you want us to see.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
That's how it works, man.
Brian only lets us see the ceiling, for crying out loud. I mean,
I'm not even in my He-Man room. I'm in my bedroom. I've been doing the show in my bedroom because I can't get in my He-Man room to do them anymore. That's how bad it is.
It's the equivalent of Facebook happy relationships and families.
It's the truth.
Right?
It's...
You only show the pictures that show how happy and gleeful you are.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
It's so true, so true.
Oh, yes,
I got shit piled in closets. I got boxes out in that hallway. It's a freaking mess around here 24/7.
Yep. Yeah, that's I've got my He-Man room, which is, you know, the first I finally finished it. I did my video. Oh. And then like within 36 hours.
Yep.
You know. And then I still have one full room that used to be my office, which is where I would generally be doing a podcast. But since my office is completely, I mean, literally wall to wall, waist high, can't get in there. I got so much stuff to sort out. It's not even funny.
Well, it's nice because this He-Man room is my office. So this is the MPA headquarters. So I just found out about that with business taxes. I get to use some of this.
Nice.
Yeah, you do. Yes. I do the same thing, man. I do the exact same thing, man. So, you just got to
think about all that fun stuff.
Yeah, you got to take advantage of those tax breaks when you get them. We don't get them that often.
Well, you know, they can tax, you know, $13. They can have it. shit.
$13. So what else you got for me?
I don't know, Brian. Anything else for the Candyman?
What else do you want, buddy?
Want to be a millionaire?
We're gonna have you interview us now. You want to what?
I want to be a millionaire so freaking bad.
Yeah,
that's what I want. No, I'm trying to think if I got anything else that I'd like to share. I guess just regarding Enjoy the Toy. Take a moment to give a few shout outs. I guess. Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, the crew we've got over there is awesome. Ruth is a huge help. She's admin now. We've got Cullen Culp as one of the admins and my moderators. Everyone knows that's Stiffy, hashtag my helper Ed, and Jason Radke. So Jason also helps out with the shindigs every once in a while. So huge shout out to those guys for helping us out. Because I can't do it on my own. Love my people. You know, I love the community. You know, I mean, I know you guys talk about it often, but you know, there's just so many great groups. We all play so well together, and that's what it's about: is bettering the community. So that way, you know, I don't know how you guys, and we've never really talked about this, but I don't allow. What's the word? Not shilling. Scalping. I don't like
scalping.
I can't stand that crap. It's like it's a perceived value, and we're here to help the community. So if somebody else has an FYE somewhere, you know, go pick up the damn trap jaw that they have like 25 of, and help somebody else that doesn't have an FYE. And that's what I love about this community is that type of bonding together to. Help each other out, you know.
That's a great point. That's a great point, man. Go ahead, Brian. Sorry.
It's a pay it forward community, and it's a good thing.
Now, I think that was the goal when I, you know, started some of the groups, and some of the groups I partake in and help out with is the same thing. Trying to help other members. Like I said, people have done it for me. The little Constructs Tila and the Beastman, I couldn't get. Someone got them for me. Didn't scout me. Price of shipping. Price of the toy. I've done the same thing with some Pops. Vice versa with me. And again, it doesn't matter where you are. If you can help someone, to me, that's a great feeling, you know, because like I said, I know what it's like to want a figure. I'm like, shit, I can't get that. It hasn't been around here for months. Someone's like, here you go. Send it to me. What do you want for it? Nothing. Just the price of it. Or sometimes don't even worry about the shipping. They send it. So,
right.
No, it's a cool thing.
It's fantastic, man. It's like I said, a great thing with these communities is that 95% of it is like that. And that's one thing I really enjoy about it. That family feel, that friendship feel. And, like I said, I'm very passionate about all of our groups, and I'm very passionate about the communities as a whole, all the groups, you know, because we all partake in most of the same communities. So,
exactly. Yeah. I mean, really, that's, you know, what you do in one group affects the community because there's, you know, 3-4 of us that are all kind of together.
Yep.
So, you know, it's really, you know, it's what it's all about. So that's, I definitely just, but like I said, before you, I don't know if you guys are going to cut me loose or whatever, but I just wanted to at least give a shout out to the people and to the community for just keeping this thing enjoyable for all of us, you know, because it all rolls together. We're all doing this together to try to make it fun.
Well, that's the point we always try to make here, Chris, is that it's a community effort and people are here to help each other. Like John said, I can't get this figure. It's not available here. I didn't even know the new versions of Pop came out. And
yeah, we got you those Pops recently.
And you guys got me Cassandra. The Pops. Yeah, Cassandra got me the Pops. And, you know, it's a hell of a thing to do. And, you know, I was like, what do you want? And, of course, she just said, you know, whatever it is in shipping. And that was great, you know. And I would do the same. And I've done the same for others. You know, if you help me, I'm going to help you, man. Or if I could help you, I'll just help you. You know, it's just one of the things that those are the true players. Those are the people that I believe are the true players in the community, the people that do things like that. Because you are showing that you are here for the right reasons, in my eyes, for people who do things like that. You're not here to rip the people off. You're not here to steal. That's how I look at it, you know, from the other person trying to make a dollar off them and whatnot. You're just trying to be a friend, trying to help out somebody that's in need. Because, dude, you never know. That might be you one day. And, you know.
Right on.
Definitely been me.
Yeah. I mean, I was in both positions at one point in my life. I'm not going to lie with toys. And, you know, you may not do it to that person back, but you're going to do it to someone else. And it's going to happen.
Going forward, man.
And again, yeah.
You know, something that I do on my shindigs. Now, of course, I mean, nobody's naive. We all get it. I do try to sell at some really tremendous prices. Yep. I buy right so I can sell right. Do I make money on the shindig? Of course I do.
Well, yeah.
But I just want to clarify this. Like, I will if I'm at a Toys R Us, and like I just did this the other week, I had like six of the Mossmans. I sold them at cost. You know, I don't try to scalp on new stuff. So yeah. Same thing with the mega constructs. Like, I'll put those on the shindig. Who needs a set? $10.
Yep.
You know? The mini figs from like they're $1 a piece overseas. I ordered awesome. A set. Yeah, I ordered a set for myself, and when I ordered them, I ordered like 10 sets, so I had 9 sets I could sell at cost. Last
there's more the to the set. So, there's a lot more to the set. The a different
I saw maker. That.
I got them. I got more on the way. There are others.
Nice.
I got two.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get.
I got the two cats coming.
Damn.
They made the cats?
Yeah, they did.
I didn't know they made it.
You got to look.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, I clearly need to do more research. But you know, that's what I'm talking about. It's, you know, when we can do that kind of stuff to help people out, and then there's not that perceived value, because everybody knows that, like, that Pop Moss Man, give it another month, gonna be growing on trees like moss. You know, so anybody that's getting stuck paying an inflated value based on a perceived supply and demand, because, you know, I hate that crap, you know, nothing cool about that. So that's what I love about the community, when we can all just kind of bring it together and make sure everybody gets what they want for their collection at reasonable prices. So that's the good stuff.
Mr. Candyman, tell us what time your shindig is and what day it's at, just for anybody who may have not caught on.
Saturday nights, we do it Saturday nights at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
And what time does it end?
Whenever we freaking feel like it.
Exactly.
You know, in a perfect world, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., like 4 hours.
Yeah. That never happened.
It's never happened once.
Never happens. It just goes, man.
Yep. As I say, you know, Facebook shuts you down after 4 hours.
Yeah, and then you got to reboot.
So then I just do a second one, a part two. And like I said, this past week, we literally went for 7.5 hours. That is a new record that I have zero desire to ever repeat and or break.
Well, you had 65 Stridors, man. And 70, I mean, Jesus.
I was, you know, you could have definitely Army Stridor that night. There's no way around it. I think it was at like 12 or 13. But yeah, it was a crazy amount of Stridor. And I was getting rid of a lot of my excess inventory so I could get room, because I want to get more stuff, you know. So stuff was going cheap, but I wanted to get it gone, and that was what it was all about. So, but yeah, so Saturday nights at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, which I guess would be 7 Eastern.
And it's completely worth it, boys and girls, even if you don't buy it. I mean, listen.
Just watch. Watch. No, I just watch because I can't afford it.
The show
it
is great. I mean, this week I didn't really see anything I wanted, but, you know, I still bought something to support the show. You know, I mean, that's just the person I am. But he's got a wide array of different things before he'll get to Masters and Pop.
Yeah.
So
all sorts of
you
stuff.
You never know what the hell is going to show. Like last week, Conan the Adventurer was on, and I collect Conan the Adventurer. And I was shocked to hell, you know? And not for nothing, man. This week you had Bravestar on, and I always stayed away from him. And I just bought the complete series of the cartoon. So,
oh, nice.
So you might have hooked me on that one. Yeah, I called him 50-50 the other night. I screwed up. And Chris agreed with me.
Yeah,
Chris, Chris was like, yeah, thanks, Brian. I didn't know.
We know where your heart is.
You know, I couldn't remember the horse's name, and Brian called him 50-50, so I went with it because I'm thinking Brian knows what he's doing. And then somebody's like, no, it's 30-30. I'm like, well, 30-30 is a smaller version of 50-50.
Yeah. You made me look all right.
but I do try to keep it fun. I'll tell jokes. I love interacting with the group, whoever's watching. So I'll definitely try to do that. I do occasionally break out in song. It just really depends on what hits my head at the time. I usually have 80s music going in the background. I don't know why. John Miz seems to be the only guy who can't play music.
Facebook has got it out for me. I couldn't even be saying that right now. Right now, they're putting a chain on my door and locking me in the house.
Your phone is bugged.
I don't think you've gone deep enough down the rabbit hole of conspiracy theory here, John. I can help you with this, John.
I think so. I think I need some help.
Okay, John. You have eBay.com.
Yeah.
Clearly the big wigs at eBay.
Yeah.
And clearly the big wigs at Facebook had a conversation about that John Miz guy.
They're conspiring.
They're conspiring against you. And I'm pretty sure there's a guy that you hang out with. I'm not naming names, rhymes with tomato. He's probably their inside.
Oh my God.
So
it's going to be the lawsuit of the century.
I'm telling you, right now, I would be careful. Watch your back. Keep your friends close. Keep your enemies closer. I would keep an eye out for that guy that I'm just saying.
Oh, sadly, we have to have him on the show next week. My God.
it's going to be a fucking fun time.
That's the kind of stuff that makes me want to drink when I talk to him. I swear to God.
Understood. Use that as the reason that you keep tipping your mug up so you can advertise FDA.
Exactly.
You
bastards. Until I get that cease and desist and have to change the .com.
You got to give me the website. You guys get these things made. I'm going to have my own fucking room plastered with Master stuff. And I'm going to send it to you guys. And you can only have the show when you have the stuff on in the background and you're drinking and underwear and everything else.
I got an inside connection at work. A guy at work makes mine for me, so...
You know, the artist that made mine for me, Brad Beck is his name.
Yeah.
Actually, I got to give props to the guy who originally came up with the design, and that was Caleb Savage. He made this for him, something for the page. And I'm like, dude, that's amazing. Can I use it? Then I asked Brad Beck. I'm like, dude, I don't want to sell T-shirts. I don't want to make a TeePublic account. But would you be interested? So he put together a design that was T-shirt and like friendly. And changed it up a little bit. And, you know, we've sold, I don't know, within the first 2 weeks, he sold 28 items. I don't
know.
Awesome. Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I know he doesn't make a ton on it, but I was just impressed that he sold 28 items. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But, you know, honestly, Brian, that's what I would do. I would reach out to a guy that does T-shirts already and, you know, I mean, it's up to you. If you want to sell T-shirts, maybe find out how to do it. But if you just want to have shirts for MOTG available,
yeah,
talk to an artist and be like, make me up a cool design.
The Miz has to design for me.
I pass my work off, man. I get lazy.
No,
my boy John. Yeah. Reagan, he'll draw me something cool. He'll do something good for me.
We can there you go. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we can do something.
Very cool.
Do we have anything else we want to cover tonight?
No, we can wrap this baby up, man. It's been fun. I'm gonna go swallow some more hemp oil and watch the Man in the High Castle before the third season comes out.
I'm gonna eat dinner.
Chris, you've been amazing, man. I appreciate it. And again, appreciate you joining on and becoming an admin here at Masters. We completely open arm welcome you and
glad to be here.
Dude, again, you know, it's, you know, you got the big four in music. It's kind of what we kind of got in the community. And it's weird how we are all intertwined in this thing together right now. And I love every goddamn minute of it. Well, you know,
right, exactly. I'm with you, man. Totally. You know, the podcast was fun, man. It was really good to just kind of sit down with you two and listen, shoot the shit.
You want to come back next month? You want to come back next Monday and sit in? It's completely up to you. Just think about it and get back to me and let me know.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
We're gonna try to get the guy that screams at cars in over a model. So I'll let you know.
Yes,
about that this week.
Yes. Without a doubt, he has priority. Yes. Without a doubt, we'll throw a paper bag over his face and we'll draw a module lock.
Exactly.
We'll just module lock on it. That's it. We don't have to Chris, draw a face.
Thank you very much for joining us tonight, Chris, man. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. It's been a blast. You guys take care.
All right. Enjoy the toy, everybody. Really quick, enjoy the toy, guys. Rock on.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Really quick, I got to do my enjoy the toy spiel. But never mind.
No, do it.
John, you beat me to it, John. You said enjoy the toy.
Do it. Before we go. Do it.
No, I was going to say, I always like to end my lives and just tell people, hey, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, enjoy the toy.
There you go. Said it by the man. Boom, bada bing. We'll see you next week. Same time, same bat station, people. Thanks for watching. Peace out.
See you guys.
See you later, guys.
See ya.